Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am Jessica, your host and female empowerment coach. In this space, we talk all things empowerment, confidence, and connection back to self. We talk energy, life experiences, love and relationships, and practical skills to guide you into alignment with your desired reality. Get ready to become your highest self. Ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2022. I cannot believe we are already at January 12th. My goodness, this is the very first podcast episode for this year. And as always, I'm fucking excited for this year of the podcast. Every year that you follow me on this voice journey is like an evolution of self. And today in particular, I'm going to be sharing with you intentions that I have for the year that I've set for myself, right? I want to call them intentions. We're not going to be talking about goals on this podcast episode, even though they're super important. And it's actually something I'm going through with my Woman Up Monthly members at the moment. So if you want to learn how to set goals, but like actually set goals, not get into the vibe like new year, new me, and then 2 weeks in, you think, fuck it, I'm just not going to do this. I can't do this. If that's you, you're nodding your head and you know you're guilty of that every single year, head to the show notes below, come enroll into Woman Up Monthly and come learn the secrets that all of the members and even my private clients get when it comes to setting goals. But as I said, today's not really about goals. Today is about my intentions. What do I intend to do for the year? And who do I intend to become and to embody? I set a word of intention every single year. I shared my word of intention on Instagram. I think it was Jan 1st or maybe Jan 2nd. But my word of intention for this year is expansion. And last year, just to give you kind of like a understanding of words that I've used, last year was the word relationships. So for me, my focus really was relationships, romantic, platonic, family, just networking, all types of relationships, the relationships that I have with people on social media, the relationships that I have with my clients, with just everyone, right? And part of that was attracting a brand new romantic relationship. And so when I set a word of intention, and if you haven't said one, this is your reminder to set one today as you're listening to this podcast episode, because it's very important to set the vibe and the tone for the way you were going to live your year. That's how I see setting a word of intention for the year is like, what is the vibration? What is the energy of this year? What is the main focus? It does not mean, just because last year my word of intention was relationships, it does not mean I didn't focus on anything else. I focused so much on business. I focused so much on other personal things, but it was just how I wanted to set the tone. It was very important for me to learn the art of relationships. Don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect. You know, it's always going to be a learning game and I'm continuing my growth when it comes to relationships. But it was really, I got to this point in my life where I was like, this is really important to me. So my brand new word of intention for 2022 is expansion. What does that mean for me? It really is, you know, I associate it with the word evolution and with the word growth. How am I expanding in my personal life, in my personal relationships, in my personal development? But how am I also expanding in my business? How am I expanding not just as a businesswoman, but how am I expanding as a business coach? A coach in business, right? A coach for my clients, a coach for my Woman Up Monthly members. How am I expanding on this podcast? On my social media, how am I showing up the way that I want to, you know, more authentically? Am I delivering content that, yes, is valuable, but I'm having fun with as well, which is something we're going to go through. So this is kind of, you know, the main intention of my year, but it's also part of what I'm sharing with you in this podcast of my other intentions, right? So think about it, have a brainstorm. What is really the tone of your year? What is something that you're like, this is what I'm working on? Everything I do will link back to this word. And that's exactly what I think. Everything that I'm moving forward with in this year, I look at this word and I think expansion. am I expanding on this? Am I growing in this? Am I evolving in this? Is this something that is in alignment with my values and who I want to become by the end of the year? And I'll give you a little activity that I've been giving my one-on-one private clients, and I think you would benefit from. But I want you to go away this week sometime. It's Wednesday of time of recording and release. And I want you to sit and I want you to write a future scripted page on who you will be in December of this year, right? December 2022. So remember, future scripting, you have to write as if it's in the present tense, right? This is a form of manifestation, attraction, and really energetically aligning your being, right, with who you are wanting to become. So for instance, if you were looking at a job promotion, you would write from December 2022, you would say, I am so grateful that in October I secured the job promotion of my dream in XYZ, right? So go away, write exactly who you will become by December 2022 and look at it, read it every single day. This is what I do. I look at it, I envision it. I love visualization meditations, right? Where I literally play mind movies of my life that I am attracting towards. And I've said this before, but one thing I used to do when I was in Bali starting my business is stare at my Google Calendar and stare at Tuesday and Wednesday and literally envision it as a full colored calendar. And it's full. I have a full calendar of one-on-one coaching clients. Today is actually a coaching call day. This is my small break in between that I can record this. But fuck, am I grateful, right? So that is just a tip on the tip. So go write your statement of intention by December 2022 and pair that with some visualization. Get creative. It's fun. I love it. But following on from what I was saying, so my word is expansion. Go pick your word. Go live by that word. Go understand and break down exactly what that looks like for you. Don't just pick something like, I don't know, like gratitude if you're not going to be actually living by gratitude every single day. You know what I mean? And different words can mean different things to different people. I may have said the word expansion and to you, you're like, well, that doesn't really mean that to me. And that's absolutely fine. It's a personal thing. However, I would love if you're listening to this right now and you have written your word of intention already, or you are going to do it after this podcast episode, come connect with me at Jess Pennelly or on the podcast Instagram at the Jessica Pennelly podcast and share with me your word of intention. Tag me, put on your story, you know, with a screenshot of this episode. I would love to see. I love seeing people's words of intention. Plus, it's a little bit of an accountability thing, right? Like, I know that's your word of intention. You put it out there. Now you need to work towards that. What are other intentions though that I have for this year? The things that I'm going to share with you, nothing's more important than the other. I'm kind of free-flowing this episode, but I thought, you know, as the first episode of the year, we really want to set the tone right. And over, in particular, I reckon the past 2 months, so from November, a lot of these things have started to come into fruition. So I'm like, all right, 2022 is the year where I embody these, because obviously I'm being called to embody these things more. One of these things is being more authentic, right? I've always said, and I say this to anyone, I am so authentic on this podcast. I am very raw. I open up about a lot of things that, you know, I don't share on my Instagram or whatever it may be. And it's not for any particular reason. I just feel like this is something that is a safe place for me. I love sitting down. I love recording these. I love sharing my life with you and relating to you and sharing the things that I'm going through. And hopefully you are able to resonate on, you know, some way. And also, you know, educate you in the things that I try to bring to you on this podcast episode, which a lot of the time, the way that I share it is the things that are happening to me or the things that, you know, I'm learning in my coaching calls with my clients and life experience, right? But I really want to replicate that authenticity across all my platforms, particularly Instagram. You know, that's probably my main platform of where I show up. Consistently, every single day, I'm showing up in one way, shape or another, right? Every single day. And if you don't follow me, come follow me on Instagram at Jess Pennelly. Like, I just want to be more me. I think for a period of time, I was really struggling with being me and then being like this professional business Jess. And I was like, what should I post? What shouldn't I post? You know, and there would be sometimes funny things that I would honestly, I'd get a little bit nervous to post and I would just like send it as a private message to my friends, right? But when I look back, they're not bad things. They're just me showing my personality, you know, come hang out with me with a day, my friends. I'm not, how do I explain it? I'm just sillier, right? I think there's been a period of time on my Instagram where I've shown up as business Jess, and that's not wrong, right? It is my business. That is how I make money. That is how I do things, right? So I do need to, of course, but I also felt that I was being really disconnected from being authentically me and showing up as business Jess, and I can have both, right? Any of you that are listening and are my private clients or have been a private client before know that I show up as my full self on the calls. I swear I give you life examples. I you know, I'm very, very authentic, and I think that is what helps me become close with my clients. That's what helps me really resonate with my clients. And I want to resonate with all of you more, whether you become a client or whether you just watch my reels on Instagram. I don't care. But I want to be able to connect with you more and be more me. So again, me sharing all of this with you is for you to hold me accountable too. So I really just want to be more authentic. I want to show all the sides of me, the sides that I show my friends as well, that I show my clients, and connect with you more. From there is another intention that I have this year that's kind of in alignment with this one, but it's to have more fun. And it's not that I wasn't having fun last year, right? I really started to embody this more towards the end of this year. But I mean with everything, with my content, showing up in my personal life, really taking a step back. I often forget that I didn't get into this to just slave away at my calendar every single week, right? I want to have more fun. I want to do things when I have the energy. Like, I don't want to just show up and because I feel like I have to, and I don't want to do something because, you know, an Instagram guru or, you know, a personal development coach has said, this is the type of thing you should be doing, right? I don't want to do that. I want to do things because I want to have fun and I want to take you on this journey with me. So even for you, where can you have more fun in your life? Where can you have more fun in your relationships? This applies to my personal life as well. How can I have more fun with my partner? How can I have more fun with my friends, with, you know, with my life, with the things that I do? And I really want to just all the time tenfold that and make sure that I am having fun in life, because honestly, at the end of the day, what the fuck is the point in life if you're not having fun? Honestly, life is too short. And I always say, I don't care if someone feels that's such a cliche saying, but I really haven't understood this until the past couple of years, right? Is that life goes by so quickly. I couldn't believe it. New Year's Eve, I actually went away and I was camping, and then I went north of Western Australia. It was beautiful. But that time last year, I was getting my Snapchat memories and I was sending to my best friend in Darwin. And that time last year, I was in Darwin for New Year's Eve. And fuck, I could not believe how quick the year had gone. Honestly, like, I probably say this every year, you probably say this every year, but the years flow by the older that I get. And so for me, it's so important that so much can happen in a year, but it can also just fly by and you haven't really done all that you can. So one of those things is definitely to have more fun. And another intention that I am setting for this year is to review my weeks, right? These are kind of all flowing into one another. Now, I was reviewing my weeks, but very, very loosely. But this time, like, getting to the end of the week and looking at in all areas of my life is what went right, what went wrong, what didn't go to plan, you know? And for me, it's to look like, was I, you know, let's say on a social front, right? My personal life, did I want to spend X amount of time with my partner and friends? Did I not? Or did I spend too much time? It took away from my business, right? And then I assess, or I look at like, okay, what is my spending? You know, it comes in with, like I said, every area of life, my spending. Have I gone over my budget for this week? Like, do I need to allocate more? Do I need to allocate less? And then on a business front, did I get every important task that I needed to get done this week? If I didn't, why? Was I just being fucking lazy? Did I have a lack of discipline? Or did I actually overshoot? Did I put in more than I can chew off, right? And so at the end of every week when I'm setting up my Google Calendar on a Sunday night, and sometimes I set it up on a Monday, but I try to do this on a Sunday anyway, I just kind of do an audit of my week. And this is one thing, again, I share with my members and my clients is, you need to order your weeks to set yourself up for success. Success means different things to different people. And so my success is going to look different to yours, but that doesn't matter. Whatever you are envisioning to get your life right, that statement that I told you to write, if you want to get there, you need to set yourself up for success, right? And so you need to think, what am I doing every week? What isn't working every week? What is taking my energy? What has drained me? Am I not sleeping enough? You know, do a wellness check. Am I not moving my body enough? Am I not going to the gym when I want to? Like, what is it? That's what I want you to think. So really every week being radically honest and reviewing what is happening in the week, which moves on to my last intention that I have set, you know, in stone. And that is a non-negotiable for 2022, is to take more responsibility. I was really learning the art of this. And I think, you know, being radically honest with myself, I've gotten a little bit lazy just in all aspects, just of a few things. But, you know, taking responsibility for the things that I've done wrong, for the things that I've done right, giving myself credit where credit is due. But this links to everything. You know, these intentions, I need to take responsibility that I'm doing this. I need to take responsibility that if I didn't hit a goal by the end of the week, whose fault is that? Do I want to blame the fact that I have no time, or did I spend most of my time on a Thursday when I could have got shit done scrolling through through TikTok? You know what I mean? So look at where you can take more responsibility in your life, because as I get older, I start to understand the importance of taking responsibility. And especially for me, this is going to be replicated hugely in my relationships as well. You know, I can be stubborn. I really can be. And it doesn't mean I don't come around. But for me, it's taking responsibility quicker for the things that I've done wrong, or for the feedback that I receive and I need to fix, right? I need to navigate in a different way. And so again, all of these intentions apply to every area of my life, but I am excited for 2022. I feel really good about this year and I feel really in tune with this year. The past, let's be real, we're going on a third year of everything that is happening in the world. It's tiring. You know, I will not be getting into the political side and anything to do with, you know, what's happening in the world, right? This isn't what this podcast is for. But what I will say is that I'm tired too. I'm tired of what's happening in the world, whatever your stance is in the world, however you view it. It is tiring regardless, right? And it's one of those things where we can't control right now, and it can get you really down. It can. It's gotten me down a lot of times. You know, I'll get into this attitude where I'm like, oh, fuck it. You know, you can't control it. And then other days I'm like, this is so fucking unfair. I turned 29 this year and, you know, I feel like some parts of my life have been wasted. Right. And I don't really have a solution here for you. That's not the point of bringing it up. But what I do want to say is I'm here for you. I think collectively we're all here for each other. And again, regardless of what our stance is to do with anything to what's happening in the world, I'm here. It's tiring. It's a lot. And our lives have changed, right? It's navigating this new norm of our lives. It's navigating how we see things, how we do things, right? Everything is changing. For anyone listening and that doesn't know, I'm in Australia. I'm in Western Australia. And we in Western Australia are very, very isolated. Very, very isolated in comparison to what else is happening in the rest of Australia. So, you know, it's, again, I'm not going to get into any side. This isn't the podcast for it, nor will it ever will be. But everyone is isolated in their different ways. I know my friends and my clients over East, they feel isolated for different ways. I know my other friends and different clients in other countries feel isolated in different ways. One of my clients actually went back into a full lockdown in her country. And so I'm just sending love to all of you. I know that it feels that sometimes it's a real grind to get through this, but if it's anything, set your word of intention for this year and focus on that, right? And anything that you can't control, yes, we are allowed to get sad about, we're allowed to get angry about, as I do, but then I think, all right, it's time to move on. What can I do now in my immediate life that I can control? And then I go from there, and that's what I want you to do. But I do feel fucking good about this year. I really, really do. And it's not saying that I haven't felt good about the past couple of years, regardless of what has happened in the world. 2019 was one of the best years of my life. I moved to Bali, I started my business. But this year, the energy for me is really different. And I feel, especially on a business front and impacting front, I feel like I have this solid 2-year foundation where I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm like a phoenix right now. I'm fucking rising from the ashes, and I want you to do the same thing. Like, I'm not even kidding. So if you don't feel good about this year and you're feeling anxious, that's okay. That's validated as well. But all I ask is think about what you can control and control that, right? And you can control how you feel, and that's what I always remind myself. Anyway, I'm going to let you go. Happy New Year. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for supporting this podcast. If you have been listening for a while, if you're brand new, if this is your first episode, I appreciate you. Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly podcast. Go follow the podcast Instagram at the Jessica Pennelly podcast. I want to be more active, as in the in-feed post this year. That's another business goal. I'm very active on the stories. I share some funny memes, but yes, I will definitely be doing that. I do have another Instagram too for Woman Up Monthly Membership. I'm very active on that. Very aesthetically pleasing vibes. So go check that out. And of course, at Jess Pennelly, my personal one, for all my reels and the educational stuff. So thank you. Love you all. I appreciate you all. And I'll speak to you next week. Bye. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you so much. And I would absolutely love it if you could please leave me an iTunes review. And for more empowerment secrets and real-time updates, come follow me on Instagram at Jess Pennelly. Until next time.